Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Sexy Live at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And we both agree we're feeling pretty good this afternoon.
Yeah, it could definitely be worse.
Absolutely nice day today. And we're still seeing a slight traffic, a disappearance from the 110 freeway over to the Davis Exchange.
Yeah,
that transition road is really light today. What did you do?
I don't know. I think, well, because remember, I think it was in the 4 o'clock hour. I pleaded. I said, please continue to be safe. And right. I think they listened.
That's right. Okay, we got that out of the way. Let's do three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Scandia Commissioner is going to consider placing a referendum on the ballot in 2026, asking voters if they want an elected or an appointed superintendent. Well, Thursday, commissioners will vote on scheduling a public hearing to place the initiative on the ballot. If scheduled, the public hearing is going to happen August 7th.
All right. And it's Red, White, and Blues Week. It really kicks off Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. with Breakfast with the Blues. Then Thursday, we got a practice flight at 2 p.m. Friday is when things really ramp up because it is a full dress rehearsal at 10:30 a.m. And then, of course, last but definitely not least, Saturday, the official Pensacola Beach Air Show begins at 10:30 a.m. The Blue Angels will be flying at 2.
Okay, and all the folks coming into town, thank you so much for coming. I'm talking about our tourists that come to watch the shows. But for you locals, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, free practice sessions back at the base. So you without the crowds. So you might want to just put that on your back of your mind as well.
Sure.
The third story we're looking at this afternoon, safety is taking center stage on Pensacola Beach. Scambia County is installing lights at crosswalks on Avenida 11 and Avenida 23. This comes after several close calls and accidents involving pedestrians and cars. More than 3,300 pedestrians in Florida died after being hit by cars in 2024, that, on average, 18 people a day. Scambia District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the lighting system is going to cost about $168,000.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of these out for you. Here's some good news. How's that sound? Tate High School student Lawson Killingsworth, he's a Boy Scout with Troop 415. He completed an Eagle Scout project benefiting students with disabilities by designing and building specialized benches for the ESE department. He also donated over $280 to support the department's community-based instruction program. Of course, ESE standing for Exceptional Student Education. Touchstone praised Lawson as a model for servant leadership.
Absolutely. Kudos going out to that Boy Scout. Well-deserved. Is he working on his Eagle rank? Is that what he's working on?
It was an Eagle Scout project.
Oh, okay. That's what I probably thought it was. Good guy. Need more people like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the federal spending bill was passed, money is being allocated for the Veterans Affairs Administration to get more vets into the community care programs in their local communities. Our local congressman says that should knock down the wait list.
The VA has a lot of amazing people that work in its organization. But there's just too much demand for what that organization can provide. So let's knock down the wait list. The same thing happened in Florida years ago with the agency for with individuals with persons with disabilities. We had a wait list that was over 25,000 people deep. So we had to throw a significant amount of money at it just to get people those services so they could get back to a normal life.
That's District 1's Jimmy Petronas, who appeared with Andrew McKay on Pensacola's morning show this morning. 6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed I am. Thank you, sir. Let's see what we got here. All right. So it's been very easy going on the roads, as Chris mentioned just a few minutes ago, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with any backups that we're not seeing, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for very long. As for the weather, going to be sitting at around 87 degrees right now, low of 77 this evening. The next several days are going to have some rainfall chances. They're going to hit their highest on Friday, where it's going to be a 70% chance of showers in the first half of your day. That's the current projection. Highs over the course of the rest of this work week are sitting at around 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a community is coming together after a pastor accused police of racial profiling after officers pulled him over. Out of Tampa Bay, here's Fox 13 Carla Behrens' report from Bartow, Florida.
Community members and members of the St. James AME Church of Bartow rallied at Fort Blount Park downtown in support of senior pastor Dontavious Sanders.
I can't even put it into words how grateful I am.
Bartow police say Sanders was pulled over for a malfunctioning tag light shortly before 1:30 a.m. Sunday. They add Sanders' window tint was too dark and beyond the legal limit. Police say Sanders didn't respond to the officer at first and denied allowing them to search his car. Officers searched the car but didn't find anything. They tried to print the citations, but there was a problem with the machine, so they gave Sanders a warning and released him.
By all means, I apologize to you.
During the rally, Chief Walker apologized to Sanders personally, though Sanders says it's going to take action.
And Children's Movement of Florida founder David Lawrence says his twin granddaughters perished in the Texas floods. The 8-year-olds were at Camp Mystic when the Guadalupe River rose quickly on Friday. Lawrence told the Miami Herald it's been an unimaginable time for everyone and added that the joy his granddaughters brought can never be forgotten. Over 90 people have been killed in the flooding and many are still missing.
Okay, 617 News Radio 92.3. Police are investigating an arrested couple which owns a sushi shop for allegedly running a scam targeting seniors across America. Our good friends down in Orlando at WOFL, that is Fox 35, Esther Bauer has the story from Rockledge, Florida.
Mei Dong and Dong Dong Ye were taken into custody in late June, but Elm Grove police in Wisconsin had been investigating the alleged scam since 2023. In this criminal complaint filed by police in Wisconsin, a 76-year-old man said he was on his computer and it went dark. A Windows message popped up telling him to call a number and they could fix his computer. When he called, the senior was told they'd fix his computer if he purchased $4,300 in gift cards. He was also told to wire $10,000 to a bank in California. Investigators tracked the purchases to a Lowe's and Home Depot in Brevard County.
And Rick Scott is accusing Cuba's government of pure evil. Senator Scott accused Cuba yesterday of beating and torturing opposition leader Jose Daniel Ferrer. Scott says that there are reports that they pushed Ferrer to the brink of death and that the reports are gut-wrenching. He adds Ferrer did nothing wrong and these escalations are outright abhorrent. Scott demands immediate proof that Ferrer is alive and also wants a humanitarian and medical visit to ensure he's in humane conditions and has the help he needs.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. U.S. Marines are making their way to a special mission in Florida, assisting Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The U.S. Northern Command confirms two other Marines will be sent to Florida from Marine Wing Support Squadron 272 out of North Carolina. Hundreds of other Marines are said to be heading to Louisiana and Texas for the same assignment.
All righty, and lastly here, of course, we were telling you to be careful leading up to July 4th weekend. You got to look out for people on the road. Got to remember how AAA had their tow-to-go program that
it
we were promoting
very successful,
for
as a matter.
Absolutely. Well, Tampa Police, I think, is wishing that we could have shared some of that wealth because they say that they pulled more than 24 drunk drivers off the roads over the 4th of July weekend. Officers made 29 DUI arrests as part of Operation Red, White, and Sober. They also busted drivers for speeding, being reckless, and other traffic violations. The project was a partnership with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and FHP. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3, this Monday edition. Stick around.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, this is J.P. with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. BuggyWorks.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. That was probably ZZ Top, if I am not mistaken. You just played in there.
Indeed it was.
It's an old one. That's a great track. I have not heard that in a while.
They got very distinct songs and very distinct lyrics.
All right. Countries that... I liked it. It was good. Countries that trade with the U.S. are facing an upcoming Wednesday deadline to sign new trade deals face tariffs that could kick in on August 1st. Treasury Secretary Scott Bissett claims the U.S. holds all the cards. Here's Grady Trimble with the report.
President Trump says these dozen to 15 letters and or deals, as he calls them, will go out starting in a couple of hours at noon today and then continuing into tomorrow and Wednesday. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says even more letters could go out in the coming days. What these letters will do is tell countries that have yet to make a deal with the United States that unless they make one, tariff rates will go way up in some cases to their original Liberation Day levels. Bessent argues the U.S. still has the upper hand in tariff negotiations.
Okay, stocks ending down today. By the way, it is 6:24 after the Trump administration announced new tariff measures are coming. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week sharply lower amid tariff uncertainty. Monday's declines accelerating after the U.S. announced 25% tariffs on goods from Japan and South Korea, while several smaller countries would have levies ranging from 25% to 40%. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors ending lower. Tesla was the biggest decliner in the S&P 500, with its stock falling 7% after CEO Elon Musk announced over the weekend that he's creating a new political party. The Dow winners, Boeing, Nike and Walmart, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 422 points, the Nasdaq lower by 189, S&P 500 down 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25 afternoon, everybody. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir, and I am very happy to report that there's not really much to give you because it's been a very smooth sailing afternoon and evening on the roads, and that appears to still be the case now. If you are dealing with any problems, wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for much longer. As for our weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Highs are going to be sitting into low 90s, give or take around 92 degrees over the rest of your work week, but along with those days, we are going to have some some higher rain chances, going to hit as high as 70% on Friday as of the current projection.
I'll leave this fact with you before I get into this story. 6,000 homes destroyed, businesses destroyed in Pacific Palisades, Pacific Palisades 6 months ago during the terrible wildfires. 12 building permits have been issued. They're moving pretty quickly there in Los Angeles, let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure.
Mayor Bass is not saying too much about it because she can't. Not much productivity there. Southern California, marking 6 months since a series of wildfires wrecked that community. Fox 11, KTVT, Los Angeles, Matthew Seedorf has that story.
Well, it's been a long 6 months for so many people just driving around. It's, you know, so many people have lots that are cleared. Others have started construction. Then we have other homes that look like they haven't even started the debris removal process just yet. In Pacific Palisades, about 6,000 buildings were damaged or destroyed. 12 homes have received permits to rebuild. So a big time majority is still going through the work, talking to insurance companies and clearing debris. Matthew Seedorf, Fox 11.
And we were talking about last week, we were talking about Trump meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, and a ceasefire deal with Hamas was expected to be one of the main focuses of it. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that Trump wants to end the conflict in Gaza once and for all in hopes that the meeting with Netanyahu moved the ball forward. Trump had said recently that both are close to a deal, saying that one could happen this week.
You and I are going to get the Lifesaver Award for this one because for months we have been stressing the fact of beachgoers need to use SPF because of the UV rays being right. So intense, especially as we are now thick into the summer months. While you're spending that time at the beach between now and December, you'll need to know how to protect yourself from dangerous ultraviolet rays. It stays warm around here for a long time.
You don't have to tell me, but
Lisa Brady has some tips for you.
This is House Call for Health. July is UV Awareness Month, an annual skin cancer awareness campaign to talk about skin cancer protection and prevention. The American Academy of Dermatology says UV is the root cause of most skin cancers, and there are some steps you can take to protect yourself. First, hit the shade when you can. Also, wear sun-protective clothing. And always apply a broad-spectrum, water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Dermatologists also highlight some common sunscreen mistakes, ignoring the label, using too little, using an old bottle, or relying solely on sunscreen, also applying it only in sunny weather. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a judge is allowing Kilmar Abrego-Garcia's legal challenge to his wrongful deportation to move on. Abrego-Garcia's challenge will be allowed to continue despite the Trump administration's decision to bring him back to the U.S. to face criminal charges. The judge found that there were ongoing issues to resolve in the case, including whether the Trump administration had fully complied with prior orders to facilitate his return. Abrego-Garcia faces charges accusing him of unlawfully transporting migrants, and he has pleaded not guilty.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Celebrities who have called Texas home have been posting their concerns and emotional responses to the fatal floods there. Tanya J. Powers, move it in here, has more on the story.
Well-known Native Texans are sharing support for their home state after flooding from the Guadalupe River took dozens of lives over the weekend. Matthew McConaughey shared his feelings in a joint post with his wife Camila on Instagram on Sunday, saying, quote, Texans are hurting, asking people to lend a helping hand, calling the people of his home state some of the most resilient and generous people on the planet. Jennifer Garner, who was born in Houston, had a simple social media message, quote, Texas, God, be near. While Hillary Duff, also a Houston native, said on Instagram that she is, quote, heartbroken over the loss. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, I hate to kind of pile on with another catastrophe here, but a mass shooting in Philadelphia left 3 dead and multiple injured yesterday. A total of 13 people were shot, and police say that they were at the exact block on Saturday night responding to complaints of loud music and large gatherings. As of earlier this afternoon, no arrests had been made in the case.
Let me take you closer to home here as you prepare to face potential storms this hurricane season. Don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in a waterproof container. And don't forget to bring them with you if an evacuation is required. If you can't prove your identity and that you own your home you were living in when the disaster hit, FEMA can help you with disaster assistance. That is something to think about. I wonder if the folks in Texas had any recognition of this. I hope so. Okay, sports coming up. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Kerr County, Texas is bracing for more potential rainfall after deadly flash floods swept through the Guadalupe River. Fox Weather's Haley Meyer reports other areas of Texas were hit hard as well.
What we're expecting over the next couple of days, we've had some rainfall in the areas a bit further north, but Travis County in the Austin area was also incredibly impacted by floodwaters as well. Not to this magnitude, but still, they've been dealing with flash flood warnings in and around the area.
At least 100 people are dead in the region, including 27 campers and staff at Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp. The White House is sending out letters to countries notifying leaders of higher tariffs if deals can't be made by President Trump's July 9th deadline.
Basically, what the White House is doing is they're notifying these trading partners that their tariff rates are snapping back to the Liberation Day rates.
It's Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the horrible, horrible flooding that took place in Texas over the weekend. Very interesting interview with Hill Goodspeed from the museum about the use of the Goodyear blimp on its 100th anniversary last Thursday in naval aviation during World War II. Also, Jimmy Petronas, our congressman, stopped by. We talked with him. And is it possible to denaturalize citizens? It absolutely is. Very fascinating history. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You're in good hands for the future plans already decided.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia commissioners will consider placing a referendum on the ballot in 2026, asking voters if they want an elected or appointed superintendent. Thursday, commissioners will vote on scheduling a public hearing to place the initiative on the ballot. If scheduled, the public hearing will be held on August 7th.
Okay, here we go. Number two, it's Red, White, and Blues Week. Four-day event begins Wednesday, 7:30 in the morning. It is Breakfast with the Blues. If you have not done this and you've lived in Pensacola any amount of time, shame on you. You suck. I am shaming you today. It's because Breakfast with the Blues is amazing. You get out there early in the morning, the Blues flying overhead. They're mapping out their checkpoints for the show.
Right.
It's very impressive. Don't miss it. 7:30 Wednesday morning. Head on out to the island and do that. Thursday, practice flights, 2 p.m. Friday, full dress rehearsal starting at 10:30. Saturday, it is the big daddy of them all. The official beach air show beginning 10:30. Blues fly at 2. And what I will leave you with on this story, you better go early because parking is very, very slim.
And that is, of course, that's at the forefront. But I also want to say, as we always tell you, bring along SPF. Right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I can't stress that
because
one.
Because the UV rays, it's just going to be incredibly. And if we listen to Austin, what are you calling for percentages of rain out there Saturday?
On Saturday, I can't see that on my chart here. Not yet. I'll give you an answer tomorrow.
I was listening to Alan earlier today. I think he was saying 60%.
I do have a chart here. That is what it looks like. Yes, 60% right now.
So we can blame Alan on this one, right?
Sure. Okay. And thirdly here, safety is taking center stage on Pensacola Beach. Escambia County is installing lights at crosswalks from Avenida 11 to Avenida 23. This comes after several close calls and accidents involving pedestrians and cars. More than 3,300 pedestrians in Florida died after being hit by cars last year. That's an average of 18 people a day. Escambia District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the lighting system will cost around $168,000.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, last week was the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp. We were talking about this when the birthday was going down a few weeks back, which the Goodyear blimp, by the way, has ties to the naval aviation here in Pensacola. I went through my dissertainment a few moments ago. Chevalier Field, if you go out to NAS Pensacola, and it's to the left, it's the field to the left before you get to the main area, that used to be the blimp field. Out at NAS Pensacola. I tell you this because I saw it from my very own eyes. This was back in the early 60s. And Hill Goodspeed, who happened to have been an actual neighbor of mine growing up, was the Naval Aviation Museum historian, has since been promoted to deputy director. Good for Hill. He deserves it. And he told News Radio that there was one mystery wartime blimp flight that has never been explained.
All right.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Changes in Washington, D.C. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. 6 years since the Washington Nationals won the World Series, the team parted ways Sunday with the manager and general manager who oversaw their title. Dave Martinez fired as manager. Mike Rizzo fired as president of baseball operations. The Nationals have a record of 37-53, last place in the NL East, swept Sunday at home by the Red Sox. Today, the Nationals will announce who will be their interim manager. The team named Mike DiBartolo as interim GM. The Nats are off today. They visit the Cardinals tomorrow. Sunday Night Baseball, Willie Adames and Tyler Fitzgerald hit home runs for the Giants, who beat the Athletics 6-2. Tennis, for the third time in 4 years, American Taylor Fritz will play in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Fritz advanced Sunday past Jordan Thompson, who retired in the second set. This marks five consecutive Grand Slam tournaments. At least one American man is in the quarterfinals, longest such streak since a run from 2002 to 2004, when American men competed in the quarterfinals of six straight major tournaments. American Amanda Anisimova, ranked 12th in the world, advanced to the quarterfinal Sunday. She came back from 3-1 down to the deciding third set to beat Linda Noskova and reach her second Wimbledon quarterfinal. Anisimova, the first American who's made it this far in this tournament. Emma Navarro will try to join Anisimova in the quarters today. Navarro plays Mira Andreeva in the fourth round. American Ben Shelton also in a fourth rounder today against Lorenzo Sonego. Seven-time Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic takes on Alex de Minaur. Golf. For the second time this year, Brian Campbell won a tournament in a playoff. Campbell won the John Deere Classic on the first playoff hole over Emiliano Grillo. Campbell earned $1.5 million. Soccer. For the second year in a row, Mexico won the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Mexico beat the United States men's national team 2-1 last night. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the final rosters for the 2025 MLB All-Star Game are set. Want to make sure you got your details here. There will be 19 first-time All-Stars this season after pitchers and reserves were announced Sunday. Every club has at least one player to represent their team in the game. The All-Star Game will be played on July 15th in Atlanta.
Okay, a major university did an about-face on transgender athletes in women's sports. This, as Supreme Court justices say, they're going to hear a case that may settle this issue once and for all. Jessa Rosenthal has the story.
The University of Pennsylvania said after the Trump administration threatened their grant funding that they would stop allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. They were one of a few schools under investigation after transgender athlete Leah Thomas won an NCAA swimming championship 3 years ago. Paula Scanlon was on Thomas's team at the time. She told the Fox News Rundown podcast the university belittled them.
They said, if you're uncomfortable dressing in a locker room with this 6'4" tall, fully grown man, it's equivalent not wanting to undress with somebody based on their race in the 1960s. So they tried to, again, tell us we were racist.
The issue, though, will likely be settled for all schools by the Supreme Court, as the justices have agreed to hear cases regarding West Virginia and Idaho bans on transgender athletes in girls' sports. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. Big 12 Media Days start tomorrow, and a major question is, what will Colorado look like in 2025 after losing Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders? And all the pressure is now on Coach Prime. I've been a big supporter of Coach Prime. Heck, I once even suggested Auburn should have hired him instead of Hugh Freeze 2 years ago. But without his stars, this is a year we'll find out how great of a Coach Prime is. They must get at least 7 wins for this year to be viewed as a success. I'm Zach Gelb.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Americans are looking to avoid unhealthy beverages, and that is boosting sales for one beer brand. Jenny Casola has more.
Beer sales are down, but not for Michelob Ultra. Goldman Sachs researchers tell the Wall Street Journal sales of Michelob Ultra were up more than 3% in the 12 weeks ending in mid-June. Beer drinkers are buying the low-calorie, low-carb brews. There's also a no-alcohol version of Michelob Ultra. The brand is marketing itself as a health-conscious choice. Sales fell for Modelo Especial, Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Lite. Modelo's surpassed Bud Light as the top-selling beer in America 2 years ago. Now Michelob Ultra has bumped Bud Light to third place. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And speaking of health consciousness, a study published in the health journal Food and Function found that eating eggs may be beneficial for your health. The study followed close to 19,000 adults and discovered that those who ate 1.5 eggs a day had stronger bones than those who did not. Participants who regularly ate eggs showed a 72% higher bone density at the femur and 83% higher bone density at the spine.
All right, summer vacation can be a great time for families to reconnect, especially for older relatives. However, families are wondering how they can organize a trip with their elderly family members' needs in mind. Tanya J. Powers has actually some tips on tell us how to do it.
Family trip planning means juggling the needs of kids and adults, but don't forget to include senior family members in the mix. Dr. Lakeland Eichenberger is a gerontologist and caregiving advocate and says being mindful of their routine is also important.
If they're kind of at their best in the morning, maybe you plan the most exciting activity of the day during that time frame to allow for resting in the afternoon, just so that they can really enjoy and get the most out of the travel experience.
Be sure to bring enough of their prescription medication and keep it with you instead of packing it in checked bags. If mobility is a concern, check for accessibility at your destination. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's been a very smooth sailing afternoon and evening. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. Let's see. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees here locally. Going to be a low of 77 this evening. The next several days are going to have highs sitting at around 92 degrees, give or take. And we are going to see some rainfall chances increasing, sitting at 70%. That's our highest one in the foreseeable future on Friday.
Okay, areas of Texas that saw flooding could still see some more troubling weather today. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
After the catastrophic flooding over the weekend in Texas, we are expecting the possibility for isolated thunderstorms and the risk of localized flash flooding. It won't take much to cause problems in some of the same areas that received over 20 inches of rain in just a matter of hours. The remnants of Tropical Depression Chantal is forecast to move into the mid-Atlantic states with heavy rain along its path northward. Strong to severe thunderstorms expected for the northern and central high plains today, while the heat ramps up over the northwest and the desert southwest. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Higher tariffs will hit U.S. trading partners next month. Not very good news here. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon with more.
Reciprocal tariffs announced back in April are delayed until August 1st, but U.S. trading partners are already finding out how much products from their countries will be taxed.
The president's phone, I can tell you, rings off the hook from world leaders all the time who are begging him to come to a deal.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says letters are going out to trading partners. President Trump is publishing several of those letters on social media, showing a 25% rate on goods from major trading partners Japan and South Korea. So far, new trade deals have only been reached with the UK and Vietnam. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling more than 420 points, the S&P 500 dropped nearly 50, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by 188. Shares of Uber closed up nearly 3% today to a record high. The climb follows Wells Fargo raising its price target for Uber to $120, up from $100, on the back of solid bookings and strong ride growth. Wells Fargo's updated price forecast implies an upside of nearly 30% from Uber's Friday closing price. AI company CoreWeave saying today it will acquire Core Scientific, a leading data center infrastructure provider, in an all-stock deal that's valued at roughly $9 billion. Shares of CoreWeave fell more than 4% after the news, while Core Scientific shares dropped roughly 20%. Crude oil futures under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
President Donald Trump's tariffs are making it more expensive for Americans to say yes to the dress. Okay, Carolyn Shively has more on this.
Looking for that wow factor in a wedding dress, but not on the price tag? Bridal boutiques say that's getting harder thanks to tariffs, since 90% of wedding gowns sold in the U.S. are made in China. Prices on imported dresses, lights, decorations, and flowers are all going up. Zola.com estimates the average wedding in 2025 will cost $36,000, $3,000 more than last year. All that has brides searching for sales, tough to find unless you know where to look. While most couples admit to busting their wedding day budgets, in a Bank of America survey, 44% said it was worth it to get that picture-perfect day.
Oh, that was pretty.
In Alexandria, Virginia, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
And Planned Parenthood suing the Trump administration over what it calls a defunding provision included in the mega bill passed last week. The provision in the new tax and spending law would strip Medicaid funding from its health centers because the organization also provides abortions. However, Planned Parenthood said the law unconstitutionally eliminates patients' ability to use Medicaid as their insurance at any of its health centers nationwide. The organization said, and here these are some interesting numbers here if true, the organization said 200 clinics in 24 states were at risk of closing under the bill, and of those clinics, 90% are in states where abortion is protected and legal.
Hollywood has a new top earner. Lillian Wu has more details.
The weekend's box office numbers catapulting Scarlett Johansson into new territory.
They're helping the Mosasaur defend territory, stalk, hunt.
None of what you just said is good.
The Jurassic World Rebirth star officially becoming the highest grossing lead actor at the global box office, surpassing fellow Marvel veterans Samuel L. Jackson and Robert Downey Jr. According to the numbers, Johansson's films where she held a lead or ensemble lead role have now earned $14.8 billion worldwide. The milestone was pushed across the line by the seismic success of the dinosaur movie. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And I don't care if the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. I'm glad I'm not in Philly right now. The frustration and the trash keeps rising in Philadelphia as a strike involving thousands of municipal workers is now on day 7. Some 9,000 union workers walked off the job last week, impacting trash removal and other services. Trash pickup at the curb is not happening in the city, and residents are being asked to bring their waste to collection centers. We told you about that last week. But the trash piles on city streets keep growing nonetheless, and residents say the smell is overwhelming.
Well, the giant animatronic mouse of many childhoods is back. No, it's not that mouse.
Chuck E. Cheese is back.
Chuck E. Cheese's is better than ever.
After a COVID-era bankruptcy, they're rebranding as Chuck's Arcade, and they seem to be chasing after the Dave and Buster's crowd. With both arcade cabinets from the past, like Galaga, Donkey Kong, and Pac-Man, and newer gaming experiences like virtual reality and racing simulators. So far, there are 10 locations, 2 in Oklahoma and New Hampshire each, Florida, Georgia, Texas, New York, Connecticut, and 1 in Kansas City. Importantly, on the state line. Originally started by Atari's Neil Bushnell in 1977, Chuck E. Cheese was a place for kids to play video games and eat pizza, and was used as marketing to sell Atari games until it broke out as its own success. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
6:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this evening, and also get some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines in for you as we ease you into this Monday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come on out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival. They're a 6-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, Journey, AC/DC, The Doobie Brothers, and The B-52s. Catch it all at Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that. That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Blue Angels are flying to Pensacola Beach this week, and on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m., you can catch a live narration right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655, heads up, Pensacola, a little in excess there to get you into the last 5 minutes of the program. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. This is News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. And yes, this News Radio 92.3 report is pretty bare because there's not much going on the roads. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't think I'm killing the vibe here. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight. The next several days have highs sitting at or around 92 degrees. And we do have some rainfall chances over the course of the rest of this work week bleeding into your Blue Angel weekend. The current chances that are the highest right now would have to be Friday's. First half of your Friday has a rainfall chance currently sitting at around 70 degrees or 70% rather.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, you didn't want to get into the 60% on Saturday, did you?
No, we do. I did say Blue Angel weekend, but 70 is the highest right now.
I got you. And we hope you're wrong. Really do. Listen, if you want to cut the stress from your life, you might want to move out of these cities on this list. You ready? Here's CJ Papa.
Work, checkbook, family, health, and safety stress. Considered in the new survey by WalletHub, which used 39 weighted metrics, each graded on a 100-point scale, with a score of 100 representing the highest levels of stress. Detroit, known as the Motor City, parks at number one. Cleveland is in second place by just 0.01%. It's known as the Charm City, but Baltimore sits at number three. Gulfport, Mississippi is four, and Memphis, known as the home of the blues, is number five. It seems all that music is no match for the stress people are experiencing there. If you want to chill out, the top city, South Burlington, Vermont, followed by Fremont, California, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Irvine, California, and Burlington, Vermont. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And there's a new Cars attraction coming to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in the Sunshine State. Piston Peak National Park is inspired by the Pixar franchise. It will feature a visitor lodge, ranger headquarters, trails, and more. Attractions like the Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island are closed to make room for the new land.
New Yorkers aren't letting a few little sharks get them from not attending their local beaches. Here's the latest from Meredith Gorman.
A sunny and warm 4th of July weekend that even brought the sharks out to the beach. At Rockaway Beach, NYPD said on social media that three sharks have been spotted in two different sightings, which led to beach closures 2 days in a row. A shark swimming just 100 feet away from swimmers here in the area of Beach 113th and Beach 115th Streets. Deputy Mayor Kaz Daughtry said the shark was last seen swimming back into open waters. Now Rockaway Beach is back open for swimming. People came back out to cool off while being mindful of the shark risk. Reporting from Rockaway Beach, I'm Meredith Gorman, Fox News.
And here's something depressing or wholesome, depending on how you look at it. Lauryn Hill closed out night one of the 2025 Essence Festival of Culture, singing to a nearly empty Superdome. It didn't help that the New Orleans event was already running considerably behind, because by the time Hill finished up, it was nearly 4 a.m. This was on Saturday. Hill didn't seem to mind too much, though. The small crowd made it easier for her to talk with the fans that did stick around, and she even took a few unrehearsed requests.
You know, that happens over New Orleans. They get lost in the traffic, and the band start to back up. The band before her started at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you would have asked me if I would have been in that crowd, I would have been asleep 6 hours ago. No, I wouldn't have been over there. Hey, speaking of bands, Oasis is releasing one of their hit albums with some additions. I'm sure you're going to like this. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Oasis is celebrating 30 years of What's the Story, Morning Glory, with a special anniversary reissue featuring five unplugged tracks. One of those songs, Acquiesce, originally a B-side to the 1995 single Some Might Say, is out now. Issue album drops October 3rd through Big Brother Recordings and includes four other stripped-back versions of classic tracks, Cast No Shadow, Morning Glory, Wonderwall, and Champagne Supernova. The Brothers' reunion tour kicked off July 4th in Cardiff, Wales. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, Austin and I warn you about this. 11 children have died after being left unattended in vehicles in Florida and six other states so far this year. Seven dying in June, including two over the weekend in Texas. Last year, 39 children in the U.S. died after being left in hot cars. Don't do it. See you tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.